On this week's Trivia Night, I hope you're hungry because I've been baking all day. It's Christmas dinner around the world trivia. Time to bring us some figgy pudding, trivia heads, and welcome to another brand new episode of Trivia Night, the best trivia show on the planet, and the only show you need to test your knowledge on all the facts that's fit to print. I am your host, Philip Tricky, and I'm coming to you from Trivia Night World Headquarters in Dayton, Ohio, proud to fly the only non-rectangular state flag in the Union. Rectangles are for squares, man. I've got 10 fresh questions from our Trivia Game of the Week, taken from CrowdPurse's extensive trivia library that we update every week with brand new trivia games just like this one. These games are perfect for events, meetings, parties, presentations, gatherings, or any other style get-together you might have. The best part? You can do it all for free. Stick around to find out more. On this week's episode, I said bring us some figgy pudding because any seasonal table just ain't complete without it. We're traveling the globe to bring you Christmas dinner traditions from around the world. Whether you say grace with a Merry Christmas, Feliz Navidad, or a Joyeux Noel, I'm saying past the lips and over the gums, look out stomach, because here comes Christmas dinner around the world trivia on Trivia Night. Here's how it works. I've got 10 questions. You've got 10 answers. Hopefully, more right than wrong. I mean, you know how these things go. Why am I doing all of this? Tis the season of giving, and I've got so much fun to give. Pass the dinner rolls, because I'm going to butter your bread. Let's play! All right, here we go with Christmas dinner around the world, question one. What popular British Christmas dish is traditionally prepared on the informal Catholic holiday known as Stir Up Sunday? Is it A, Christmas cake? B, Christmas pudding? C, trifle? Or D, mince pie? A, Christmas cake? B, Christmas pudding? C, trifle? Or D, mince pie? Which of these popular Christmas dishes is typically put together on the day known as Stir Up Sunday? The correct answer is B, it's a Christmas pudding. Stir Up Sunday refers to the last Sunday before the Christian season of Advent, and it has become the traditional day to make Christmas pudding. Like I keep saying, bring us that figgy pudding. Question two. Which of these sweet treats does Buddy not add to his spaghetti in the Christmas classic Elf? Is it A, mini marshmallows? B, chocolate chip cookies? C, M&Ms? Or D, chocolate Pop-Tarts? A, mini marshmallows? B, chocolate chip cookies? C, M&Ms? Or D, chocolate Pop-Tarts? Which of these sweet treats does Buddy the Elf not put on his spaghetti in the holiday classic Elf? The correct answer is B, it's chocolate chip cookies. He makes a sweet, sweet breakfast spaghetti with pasta, maple syrup, chocolate syrup, M&Ms, marshmallows, and chocolate fudge Pop-Tarts. But he wisely leaves off the chocolate chip cookies. That would just be overkill. Moving on to question three. What is the English translation of the traditional Chilean Christmas drink, Cola de Mono? Is it A, monkey's tail? B, tiger's blood? C, lion's mane? Or D, dog's ears? A, monkey's tail? B, tiger's blood? C, lion's mane? Or D, dog's ears? What's the English translation of Cola de Mono? The correct answer is A, it's monkey's tail. All my eagle-eared Spanish speakers out there know that Cola de Mono literally translates to monkey's tail. And it's also the name of a traditional Chilean Christmas drink made from aguardiente, milk, sugar, and coffee. Sounds delicious. Or I should say, muy delicioso. Question four. In what chain restaurant do Michael, Dwight, Jim, and Andy share an awkward Christmas lunch in a 2006 episode of The Office? Is it A, Chili's? B, Applebee's? C, Tony Roma's? Or D, Benihana? A, Chili's? B, Applebee's? C, Tony Roma's? Or D, Benihana? Which of these chain restaurants is the setting for a very awkward Christmas lunch on a 2006 episode of The Office? The correct answer is... D. It's Benihana. In fact, the name of the episode is A Benihana Christmas. Michael gets depressed, Andy wants to cheer him up, and so they all go to lunch at Benihana. And hilarity ensues. You know how sitcoms work. Question 5. What popular eggnog-style Christmas cocktail is made with whipped egg whites and brandy and served warm? Is it A, Bob and Carol, B, John and Robert, C, Basil and Heath, or D, Tom and Jerry? A, Bob and Carol, B, John and Robert, C, Basil and Heath, or D, Tom and Jerry? Which of these duos is the name of an eggnog-style Christmas cocktail that's served warm, made with whipped egg whites and brandy? The correct answer is... D. It's not the lovable cat and mouse, but it is indeed Tom and Jerry. It's a warm eggnog variant, and it is so popular in the northern Midwest United States that there are several commercially made batches available for you to purchase during the holiday season. If you haven't done so right now, you should probably get out there and do that because they might sell out. Moving on to question 6. In what country can you eat White Christmas, a popular dessert made from dried fruit, coconut oil, and Rice Krispies? Is it A, the Philippines, B, South Africa, C, Australia, or D, Canada? A, the Philippines, B, South Africa, C, Australia, or D, Canada? Which of these countries is famous for its Christmas dessert, White Christmas? The correct answer is... C. It's Australia, mate! Here's my favorite little fun fact I unearthed when putting this game together. Rice Krispies down under are called Rice Bubbles. And that is just adorable. Moving on to question 7. In the United Kingdom, Christmas dinner often begins with bacon-wrapped dates, commonly known as blank. Is it A, Riders on the Storm, B, Devils on Horseback, C, Demon Riders, or D, Trotters Trot? A, Riders on the Storm, B, Devils on Horseback, C, Demon Riders, or D, Trotters Trot? What is the commonly known nickname for bacon-wrapped dates in the United Kingdom? Correct answer is B, it's Devils on Horseback. Nobody knows quite why they're called Devils on Horseback, but they are called Devils on Horseback indeed. And now, oysters wrapped with bacon are commonly referred to as Angels on Horseback, which is completely opposite if you ask me, because bacon is great and oysters are nasty. But, you know, as they say, the devils have more fun than the angels. Moving on to question 8. How many desserts are traditionally featured at the end of Christmas dinner in the French region of Provence? Is it A, 2, B, 7, C, 13, or D, 16? A, 2, B, 7, C, 13, or D, 16? How many desserts are traditionally featured at the end of Christmas dinner in Provence? The correct answer is C, it's 13. That 13 represents Jesus and his 12 apostles. If you took the dinner of seven fishes from Italy and a traditional Christmas provincial dinner, you'd have seven fishes and 13 desserts. And you would be stuffed. Question 9. The traditional Scandinavian holiday pudding, Yule Grot, features a single blank hidden inside. Is it A, almond, B, cashew, C, hazelnut, or D, pistachio? A, almond, B, cashew, C, hazelnut, or D, pistachio? Which of these nuts is typically hidden inside the Scandinavian holiday pudding Yule Grot? The correct answer is A, it's a single almond hidden inside. Traditionally, the person who finds that single almond, they have to make the next batch of pudding. So, congratulations. Here's some work for you to do. Before I clear these plates and dish out dessert with the last question, do you have an upcoming event or meeting that you'd like to be more interactive and entertaining? Did you know that you can host your own trivia game just like this with CrowdPer? We've got over 1,500 original games just like this in our trivia library, loaded up with GIFs, images, videos, and more. Or write your own game on whatever topic you want. Upload videos, images, your logo, question notes, whatever you've got. We've even got team modes, perfect for those team building exercises. Players join in on their devices, either in person or virtually, and then you kick back and relax as they compete for spots atop our Real Times Rankings leaderboard. There's even a free forever basic plan to get started quickly. So add some fun to your next live, virtual, or hybrid event with CrowdPer. All right, we're back. I got one more question ready to wrap it up. And maybe the third time that I ask will be the charm. I want that figgy pudding. And I want it right here. Because I'm not going anywhere until I ask this last question. Question 10. Where would you find the Christmas delicacy kiviak? Raw bird meat wrapped in seal skin and fermented for several months. Is it A, Finland, B, Norway, C, Greenland, or D, Iceland? A, Finland, B, Norway, C, Greenland, or D, Iceland? Which of these countries would you find the delicacy kiviak, which sounds so delicious? The correct answer is C. It's in Greenland. Up to 500 little auks, which is a species of seabird. You shouldn't kill a seabird. They take those auks, they pack them inside a whole seal skin, sew it up, and ferment it for 3 months to make kiviak. Tasty, tasty. Stick a fork in me, because I am done. That is our show for the week. Please, please, please do me a favor. Rate and review this show on Apple, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Connect with our social media on Instagram and Twitter. We are at CrowdPer, where you'll find daily updates, new trivia questions, and a whole lot more. Lastly, do check out CrowdPer.com to create and host your own live trivia show just like this. Thank you so much for listening and playing. My name is Philip Tricky. And join us right here next week for another brand new episode of Trivia Night.